You must die. I alone am best.
Chimp fans, and welcome to episode 37 of the Shaved Chimpanzee podcast, August 16th, year of our 2009. Got a red-faced Bob French sitting in front of us wearing a skulls welder's mask, welder's hat, welder's helmet.
Red-faced, huh?
Red-faced. You look a little red-faced. Are you okay?
I'm fucking probably.
Is it too tight?
Explosively hypertensive.
Is it tight?
I might have a fucking cerebral vascular accident here.
I see a little temple cleavage. Is that too tight?
Yeah.
So we've got Robert French is here. As always, I'm Justin Goff, your humble host. And we've got Scott Voorhees in the house as well. How are we doing for temperature in here?
It's about 5 degrees too hot.
Too hot. What do you keep your house at?
62.
Seriously.
No. I'm living with him.
No, 78. It's always set at 78.
See, it's 77.
When I'm in the house, it's 78. And then when we exit, I bump it up to 82.
So you let it go up?
Yeah, you know what? I put those the digital thermometer,
right,
the thermostats in there. In the upstairs, I keep it warmer yet. Because it's just my daughter up there, and she's really small.
Yeah.
And she doesn't pay bills, so I think, you know, fuck her.
91 up there.
She can perspire. It's okay with me.
It's just, you know, there's just that let it get high and then come down low, or just always leave it at one temperature, and which way's the better way to go.
Well, so. Actually, I know that I experimented in bumping it up like 4 degrees during the day and then drop it down in the evening when we're there. Actually saved a fair amount of money.
Really?
Okay. Usage, yeah. I didn't know either. That was my thing, because it's gonna, because when you try to cool it off, you know, at like
working
6
extra hard.
p.m. it just runs continuously to try to catch up and then cool
right.
it off. But it works out.
So anecdotally, Bob is saying his way is cheaper. Now, you're probably not aware of this. Scott has, why don't you go ahead and tell all of us about your little setup?
What little setup?
Well, the fact that it's like 51 degrees when you're there, and you're willing to leave it at 60 when you're gone.
It's quite that cold.
They got two cats. They have these little toques they walk around in, and then they have ice in their whiskers.
That's nice. That's very pleasant, actually.
And the boxer, because he drools all the time. He's got little icicles hanging from his jowls.
It's not quite that true.
So, okay, what's the deal?
House.
What's the deal?
Well, with my temperature?
Yeah.
It's not much different than his. I mean, we drop down to,
I think it's different.
73, 74 at night, so we can sleep.
But I thought you had it colder than
well,
that.
You know,
I thought you were around 70.
No.
I have to qualify that a bit. My loath tends to cool things off whenever she's around.
House will be at 120, you just call her into a room?
Yeah.
Like all the ghosts in The Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Things always got colder when Donnie Wahlberg was in his underwear, his briefs. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
That was Donnie Wahlberg of NKOTB fame. Does that ring a bell?
Yes.
You know, they were either here recently or they're coming soon.
They were here recently.
They were here recently.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Do you? Do you care?
No.
I didn't know.
Well, I care in that it's interesting that they're trying to turn a dime on their fame from, geez, over 20 years ago, huh? Like 86, 87?
They have, like, videos out and everything. It's a little creepy.
New videos?
Mm-hmm. And they're still doing their same stick that they've always done. And it's just, I don't know. It's a little odd now knowing how old they really are and the teenage that they're trying to
get. Joe McIntyre's got grandchildren, for God's sakes. No, he doesn't. He was always the young one. Are they all in, though?
I think so. I think it's all the originals.
Well, they're not doing anything else, right?
Speaking of grandchildren.
You got one on the way?
Oh, no. Fuck no. I'm thinking about Stephen Perry that, you know, launched off the stage. And
broke his shoulder.
What happened?
Cracked his scap. He was in Sturgis playing for the biker folks. And
was that recently? Last week or something?
Last week.
Sturgis, South Dakota?
Yeah. And he tumbled off the stage. And I guess he really fucked himself up.
Really?
Yeah. Cracked his scap.
How are his lips? Are his lips okay?
Well, that, you know, that adhered him to the floor. They had to get a...
Yeah.
Scraper.
Yeah.
When they finally dug him out, he had two folding chairs and a baby in his mouth. They had to shake him out.
And there's a giant hickey on the cement floor of the venue.
Does he still tie the scarves to the...
Yes, yes.
Why does he do that? Does he use them for something?
Still wearing those floral, paisley-looking... spandex pantalones.
Is that what they're called? Pantalones?
I don't have any idea.
That's a great word. I love that. So is he all right? Is there a medical update?
Well, he's old. I mean, they told him you can't be fucking
canceled
falling
the rest
off
of his tour.
Yeah, the whole tour is canceled.
Really?
Well, I guess his scapula, he actually cracked it through and through in two places, so he's got, like, free floating.
But this isn't the first time, is it? I think this is the second time he's fallen off the stage.
Yeah, recently
he
fell off the stage. He scuffed himself up, but didn't break anything.
I mean,
this
he needs to paint a yellow strip so he knows where not to go.
Well, the interesting thing is that he'd been considering doing a duet with Gerald Ford.
Well, there you go.
A little pratfall joke from the 70s.
Yeah.
That's good. I think that's really good. No? No good?
No.
It was good. Okay, so he's not doing all right then.
I don't know. He's 61.
What does Janie say about it?
Janie's got a gun.
She's crying?
Yeah.
No. Isn't it Janie's crying? Janie's got a gun?
Janie's got a gun.
What are the other ones? Does he look like a lady? Does that dude look like a lady? What's another one?
Love in the elevator.
Dreamweaver.
Well, he probably wouldn't have fallen if he was in an elevator.
Dream on, not Dreamweaver.
Dreamweaver. Yeah, Dreamweaver was the
Gary
Bellamy
Wright.
Brothers.
Gary Wright.
Oh, I thought it was the Bellamy
No.
Brothers. Gary Wright.
Back in the Saddle.
Who's Back in the Saddle? That's Aerosmith? I never really cared for them. Did you care for them in the 70s?
Oh, yeah, in the 70s, yeah.
Their older stuff's good.
Before they kind of...
Dream On, right?
Yeah, that was very good stuff.
I can't believe that's the same guy that sang that Janie's Got a Gun.
You know...
Is it Jenny's Got a Gun or Janie's Got
Janie.
A Gun?
Janie.
Janie. We saw them at the Cricket Pavilion when it was Cricket Pavilion. Is it still Cricket Pavilion?
No.
They changed the name recently?
Else. Yeah. No, maybe it is Cricket.
It was Blockbuster, and then it was Cricket,
yeah,
and
I
don't
think
know
maybe
what
it,
the
it is
fuck.
Cricket.
But we saw them out there. Worst concert I've ever seen.
Who were they with?
Don't even know. Don't remember.
How long ago?
I don't know, 5 years maybe. It was awful.
They were just horrid? What made them bad?
They were ridiculously overdriven volume-wise. Everything was just muddied up. It just overwhelmed the PA in the place.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
That still doesn't sound good.
Overlap. Just, yeah. It was fucked up.
I'm sorry.
It was terrible.
Your concentration with that? I can't get that fucking thing to work. Okay.
But I would say the same thing about AC/DC.
Yeah.
Oh, you
heard, I saw them years ago, and I thought it was the worst concert I've ever seen.
So. Awful.
Who opened for them?
I don't know. I can't remember. And you would think I would because I hated them so bad. But maybe that's what stuck in my head. So
I've been there a lot.
Denver or here?
In Denver.
Okay. You've been to Cricket a lot.
And even though it's a semi-outdoor venue, you know, it's the big giant pavilion area with it. They have a good sound system that it doesn't need to be muddy to be loud.
Yeah, I saw Kiss there at Cricket.
So there was really no excuse for that other than the guy behind the board.
Knobs.
The guy, and you know, they should have fired his ass. It was awful. You couldn't even tell what it was so bad. You couldn't tell what song they were playing. until you would hear a Joe Perry riff of something that would come through. But you lyrically, everything was so muddy, so overwhelming.
Hmm. Didn't you go to a concert at Cricket recently? Because I remember you talking about you liked the whole situation, the parking, all that. They had it down to a science. You didn't see Springsteen there. That was at Jobbing.
Yeah, that was at Jobbing.
But I thought you went to Cricket, in the last year.
No, it's been a while.
Huh.
It's been a while.
And then you going to any concerts besides your little Queensryche train whistle stop tour?
No. I didn't see anything added. So, but they added another band, though. So,
to the Queensryche?
To the cruise.
Who's going to be there?
Rat.
Oh, fuck. Didn't that guy die? No, that was the Quiet Riot guy.
Yeah. No, they lost a member, though. The lead guitarist.
J.J. French.
No, that's Twisted Sister.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Who was their guitarist?
It was...
Siegel?
No, it was Robin Crosby. That's who died.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah, he was a heroin addict.
Yeah, well, he died of AIDS.
Well, yeah. It goes without saying. It's hand in hand. It's IV drug users and those gays. Okay, so he died. Yeah, because he was in that Nikki Six book I read, which was terrible. What was the name of that book?
Heroin Diaries.
Heroin Diaries, right. It's terrible.
It was.
Not interesting, really, at
all.
Well,
you would expect a lot
from... The soundtrack's good.
No, I heard a lot of good things about it, but it was over and over again just this fucking self-defeating bitching and pissing and moaning about how the guy had a tough upbringing and all this other bullshit.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the fucking deal was. What else we got? So you got the Rat's going to be there, and is the boat going to be going round and round, or,
yeah.
Or are they going to be kept in the cellar? That was the name of the first album,
Out of the Cellar.
Right. Well, they were going to be kept in the cellar when it's done. Will they be playing every night?
I don't know. I don't even know how it's going to work. That's a lot of bands.
You're
going
to need to get...
a lot
Well,
of
who
band.
Are the other bands? I thought it was just Queensryche.
It's Queensryche, Tesla, Rat, Skid Row. And then there's these little bit, like I would call the B players of, there's an End After, Broken Teeth. God, I was looking them all up.
You guys better get outside that international waters thing as fast as possible because the Coast Guard's going to pull you bastards over.
I also heard that Great White's going to set up all the pyrotechnics.
Oh, great. Thanks. Nice.
Why, did they do something bad with pyrotechnics?
Oh,
who
yeah,
they light on
they
fire?
They killed their lead guitarist because
they
of it.
Burnt, they burnt a whole fucking venue down.
Yeah. When was this? Recently?
Yeah, 10 years ago?
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while. Burned a whole fucking venue down, killed audience members and their lead guitarist.
They got sued. And
oh, my God. Yeah. It was awful because they were some crude videos, you know, not like cell phone type videos from it. It was really awful, man.
With the Queensryche, what are the chances of seeing the... what? I'm not allowed to ask a question?
Just wait for your question. Go ahead. Make it an intelligent
I
kind
of forgot
one.
What my question was.
I
did
had
you
my,
want to play that? I'm
my
sorry.
My first experience with the tire cover, though, I got to tell you. It's good
oh,
stuff.
You saw it?
It's good stuff.
Oh, you guys drove here?
Yeah.
We bring all that food, man.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see it.
That's good.
Well, I was in here twisting the knobs.
Is that what you call it?
Yes, that's exactly what I call it. I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration? Okay, so you're going to be going, and that's in November, right?
Yes.
So is that going to really make your Thanksgiving then?
Yeah, just before Thanksgiving.
It's early Thanksgiving. Yeah. Does that mean there's not going to be an electric light orchestra this year or whatever, Trans-Siberian?
I'll be back for that. Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, you might not be.
Yeah, no,
they
I
might be
go,
on that
I
boat,
go,
too.
I wouldn't go again unless they change their music.
Oh, you wouldn't? I thought it was an annual thing for you guys.
No, I've seen them three times, and it's like each show's almost exactly the same. So.
Hmm.
It's a little monotonous.
Yeah, that was just not a good experience because
no,
they didn't know what they were doing. The people at the venue didn't know what they were doing. It took me like 45 minutes to get back in my seat after I went to the snack bar.
Yeah.
And you blame that on the people at the venue?
Yes.
Really?
The fucking ushers would wait at the top of the stairs because we were in the lower bowl.
Uh-huh.
Would wait at the top of the stairs. And then, because you know what kind of crowd you're getting there, there's a lot of blue hairs. Well, they're showing the ticket. Then they would proceed to walk these fuckers to their seats, then walk back up, and then they would take the next people. took me 45 minutes to get back in my seat. It was terrible.
And you waited for the usher. Why?
What was I going to do?
Motor on.
No, there were a bunch of people. That's rude to cut in front of people.
You knew where you were going, correct?
Yeah, I knew where I was going, but they wanted to stop everybody. My balls are hanging out. It sucked. And by the time I got back, I had to pee again.
He's got a small bladder.
I need to take a fucking stadium pal everywhere. That's what I need to do. Yeah, it'd be nice.
It would be nice.
I don't want to do that, though. I heard the external calf, the whole thing with the... I hear there's a lot of, like, losing the first layer or two of your skin when you remove it.
Well, there's some adhesive. It's, you know, it's a little like a thick condom with some adhesive to attach it to Willie. So if you have an errant stray hair that would find its way and you try to remove that sucker.
You think they you roll it all the way? And do you like this pantomime?
Yeah.
I'm liking the
do you think they roll it all the way down?
I can't tell whether it's behind the apple.
Do me a favor. Put it on the end there so I can finish rolling it all the way down.
Just roll it down.
10 feet across the room.
I need to leave.
So you think it goes all the way down then? To the base?
Yeah, we used them in the hospital.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You'll need to completely
shave. It was called a Texas catheter.
I wonder what that means.
I don't know. Some Republican in Texas keep ones on his schlong all the time.
Well, there you go. You just opened the door. So what's going on these days with all these jackasses?
Oh, my God.
Are you a birther?
Yeah. I'm a fucking birther.
That's what they're calling them, right?
Yes.
Birthers? You want the birth certificate?
Yeah. What a fucking bunch of idiots.
Well, there's really not a lot of people that are beating this drum continuously. It's the really fringe that's doing it.
What are we talking about?
Well, that they want to see the birth certificate. They're still on about the birth certificate.
Oh,
for what? Because they lost. That's why.
Oh, for Barack. Okay.
Yeah.
And then
we like to call him Barry in this house.
And then the
that's what they called him in law school. He was Barry.
Okay.
The folks that are all standing up screaming at these
at the rallies
are generally, you know,
they're generally paid to be there.
Well, and they're multiple are recipients of Medicare.
Yeah, sure.
Screaming at
well, did you hear that latest one? There's one guy that was at one of those things and he claimed that a union member pushed him down or some bullshit.
Yeah.
So then he had to go to the hospital. And he had recently lost his job and didn't have medical insurance. So now he's seeking donations to pay his medical bills.
Yeah.
Nice. But he's against universal health care.
Yeah.
Might I suggest euthanasia?
Yeah.
Well, that's ironic because we got a phone call. It was a recording. It's just so weird because got this recording from who's the senator? Gold something? I don't know, some recording from somebody that telling us.
Oh,
that,
like a state person?
You're in a time warp.
Well, I don't think it was that, but I don't know who it was.
It was either from Senator Goldwater or Senator Udall's office.
Yeah. Hey, it's Mo Udall.
I don't know who it was from, but anyhow, they were telling us that Barack's going to be here, or I'm sorry, Barry's going to be here tomorrow and to come down at 7 a.m. on this corner to support the reform. And bring a sign if we have something that says it. And I'm like, wow.
Really?
Right. Hmm.
And then the first thing my loath did was try to figure out if she could actually head down there during that time frame. So.
Huh. Corliss?
No, I don't remember.
No, your wife, Corliss.
Corliss.
I couldn't think of anything else. I think that's a guy's name usually.
Corliss. Yeah, I don't know.
Corliss Voorhees. What did we even call her last week?
Ira.
Ira? Irma.
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 You liked Irma.
Yeah. There was a lady, when I first got out of college, I was working for that parking management company. There was a lady, this black lady, who was a monthly parker with us. Her name was Aquanetta Jones.
Aquanetta. That's awesome.
Aquanetta. What do you think of that? That's awesome.
I'm thinking her mom was a fan of Hairspray.
I'm thinking you're probably right. Aquanetta. And she was one of those ladies, you know, in her 50s, but her face, not a wrinkle on it.
Well, yeah.
But then just the worst hammer time down below.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Terrible feet. So, anyways, we got...
flat.
Oh, definitely.
Bunioned.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah. We got, let's see what we're doing here. We did, so is that it for politics then? We have anything else?
Oh, we could go.
You know what? I did want to say this, and I realize that Corliss is a fan of this woman, but I got to tell you, Hillary Clinton is not much better than Sarah Palin. I got to be honest with you.
In her shoot from the hip?
No, just her, the fact that, admittedly, she was a senator for 8 years now, or whatever, 7 years. But before that, she had no experience. So people, like, she was married to the, big fucking deal.
You got to understand, she's educated as well.
Yeah, that's fine.
And in that respect, that separates her.
Equally unlikable for different reasons.
Well, oh, sure, can be.
Did you see her snap?
I did.
Did you see her snap? You didn't? Scott is nodding no. There was a, she was no. in.
A poor little it, man from the Congo.
Was it? Oh, it was the Congo.
Yes.
He asked a question through an interpreter and the interpreter blew it. The interpreter misinterpreted what the guy was asking. So the interpreter said, can you tell us what Mr. Clinton is thinking? And she fucking went nuts. She went, you want me to tell you what my husband thinks?
I'm not going to channel my husband.
I'm the Secretary of State. And then she glared down at this person.
And this little dude just peed on himself.
And it turned out that it was the interpreter that blew it. The questioner meant to ask, and I probably should have gotten a clip of this, but the interpreter meant to ask if Clinton could tell the audience what the president was thinking, meaning Barry. Oh. So, yeah. But, yeah, you want me to tell you what my husband thinks? No, it was terrible.
Yeah, and she, did you see her?
Yeah.
Did you see the clip?
Oh, yeah.
She looked like she was pulled through a fucking keyhole, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know, some taxi driver in the Congo combed her hair.
Yeah.
With his feet.
So, anyways, she's equally unlikable as equally unlikable as Palin, I believe.
See, I don't know.
I do.
You like Palin more? That was a joke.
Oh, yeah.
Watch your temperature
you know,
rise
when
over
when
there.
You think about, you know, there are some, I mean, if she would shut up, she's well built, I think. You know?
Who,
Palin?
Palin.
Oh,
yeah.
I think she's hot.
Yeah. So. She's a piece of ass.
Yeah.
However, she opens her mouth, and that just all bets are off.
Right. Well, that's why they invented ball gags.
Ah, yeah.
But, yeah, I just don't like Clinton. She's just the same as the rest of the bullshit. Politics as usual. That's what I think. And she's annoying and unlikable. So there we go with that.
Okay.
You don't agree.
No, I agree. She doesn't need to be a pissy.
Yeah.
Let that silly question stand on its own.
Yeah.
With something like that, you really don't have to respond to. If that was a sincere question.
Right.
There's no need to respond to that.
I've had too much beef the last couple of days.
Are you full of shit now? You got a load back up?
I don't know. Doesn't it really throw a wrench in the whole digestive process?
Yeah, it can. You know, you should hit yourself with a daily supplement of psyllium.
I don't have issues, though.
Oh, I understand you don't have issues, but I don't have issues either.
What's psyllium? Sounds pretty silly.
No. It is silly. It's just hulls. Just coarse fiber that you don't digest. It just passes through. It's fucking Metamucil.
Yeah.
In a pill?
Yeah. Well, you can do the pill if you want.
Oh. Okay.
Or you can
spoon it into something?
Yeah, drink it.
You take that anally?
Well, it really doesn't do a lot of good.
You don't do like a psyllium? Well, yeah, because it's already in there, right? Yeah. You want it to actually go through.
Yeah, if you shove it up your ass, it'll just turn into some kind of a mucus gel.
Nice.
Yeah,
real lovely. Nice. All right, well, you're not talking. What's going on with you?
I don't have anything to say about that stuff.
you can interject what you want.
Hey, if you're eating too much red meat, stop eating too much red meat.
I had a French dip for lunch on Friday.
From where? Did you take a picture of it?
This place in Mesa. No, it's only when I'm on vacation.
Oh, I understand.
Place in Mesa, Sweet Cakes Cafe. And
where?
Right on Main Street.
But so right in the little shitty downtown?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
It's kind of, you don't find it quaint?
No.
It's a hell of a lot better than the surrounding area, I'll tell you that
much. Oh, yeah. Just that there's, what, a block or two blocks maybe?
Three or four. Okay.
That's
with, what is that, old downtown Mesa?
Downtown Mesa, they tried to revitalize it.
Yeah.
With all those statues?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they've got the Performing Arts Center and stuff like that
and
there.
The convention center down there.
Something like that. So anyways, we were there, had the French dip, which was pretty good. Then on the way, then on the way home from work on Friday, I was going to get some pizza at that place we went that one night, that classic Italian pizza.
Yes.
Out of business.
No way.
Yeah.
Gone.
Out of business. Sign is still there.
Empty.
Cleaned out. And the weird thing is, I looked it up online, and you could see the URL for its site, but when you clicked on it, it wouldn't go anywhere. Wow. So it's totally gone.
That's unfortunate. That was
Good.
That was good.
It was very good, and not
even,
overly
even,
filling.
No, and the atmosphere was good.
Yeah,
for a strip mall, for fuck's sake,
yeah.
Where is this?
Nice. It was comfortable.
Rural and Baseline, like way in the back. There's a Halloween store in that
plaza. Store or
yeah,
one that moves around.
Well, and there's a Gold's Gym there or a Life Fitness.
Yeah, it wasn't a Gold's.
Probably a Life Fitness.
Rural and Baseline.
Yeah, it's on the northeast corner.
And the way it was situated, it was like back in the far
way
corner.
Back. Yeah.
And they had an outdoor eating area there, so in the evening you're shaded. It was fine. It was nice. I'm sorry that it went out.
Me too, because I was looking forward to having a pizza from there.
Yeah, the pie was good.
So what'd you end up having?
Well, the only thing I had been craving recently that was in the neighborhood was a Italian beef from Tom's Barbecue, which is on the way home. So I stopped in there.
Where's Tom's Barbecue?
Right by U.S. Egg on...
Okay.
It's Baseline and Mill, basically.
Okay.
So
that place any good?
It's pretty good. Their Italian beef is really good, and their fries are really good. We've been there three times. Two of the times it was awesome. The time that was sandwiched in the middle that wasn't that great, it's because I think they were out of the peppers that they put on the Italian beef, so it was just beef and au jus, that's it. And that's just not enough. But the peppers that they put on there, I don't know what it is, but they taste really, really good. So
probably roasted.
They're like pickled, but they're spicy. And there's celery, pieces of celery in it too. It's really good and really spicy. And then by the time you get home, the roll is soft from all the juice. Oh, it's so good.
Let's go.
Yeah, it's good.
We hit up on Ray Road Friday night. Where is it? It's you know that Pieways, however you say it is up there. It's like on the opposite side over by that AJ's around the corner there.
Okay.
Called Fired Up.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be called something else. We've been there once, and that was okay.
Was that the Ted Tejas? Did it used to be Tejas?
No.
It used to be a Roy's?
No, that stuff's
all
still
there.
Okay. This is like connected into that little strip there.
Yeah.
But it's around on the other side.
The Fridays that burnt down?
No. That's on the other side of the street.
Okay.
So, but it was, we were in
Bahama Breeze.
No, that's gone too. That's actually turning into some Mexican grill. So.
Oh, is it?
You know, there was a Baja Fresh we used to go to once in a while. Have you ever been to a Baja Fresh?
Yeah, they're all right.
It was okay.
First time I went there, I liked it a lot.
It depends what you choose off the menu. Some of their stuff really good, and some other stuff is
basically
not
fast food, but it's a little better than going to McDonald's.
Right,
it's fast casual.
Is that what it's called?
The one, and it's gone. It's empty over there.
Really?
Which
a Baja
one?
Fresh is gone?
Arrowhead.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah,
they're owned by
Wendy's.
They're owned by Wendy's.
Baja Freshes?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of surprised me.
Because McDonald's invested into Chipotle, and then Wendy's invested into Baja Fresh.
And Jack in the Box invested into Qdoba.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then what was the other
Everybody's
one?
Everybody's picking sides.
Well, and then what was the other thing I just
Everyone
heard?
Wants to own a Mexican.
who is it that's going to combine their stuff? Is it somebody in Arby's is going to combine their restaurants?
That was Wendy's and Arby's. I thought you told me.
Yeah,
I
couldn't remember who the burger place was.
That way, what I'll do is I'll get an RBQ and I'll throw a quarter pound double stack on it. I haven't been to Wendy's in like 12 years. let's see. What else? So you went to this place on Ray Road. What happened there?
It was actually pretty good. We just had a lot of food because we went in, unfortunately, really hungry until we have a bunch of hummus dips that was really good. And then we tried this cheese plate that had a bunch of stuff on it. And then I ordered a burger. The burger was really good, but it was just by the time the burger got there, it was just a lot.
You're already full?
Yeah, we were a lot of food. So.
And yesterday we went up to North City North because I had to get a gift card for somebody at 25 degrees. And I figured since we were there, put one of those bad boys away as well. So that was three big beef meals in less than 2 days.
It cost you $50 for that.
That was 32 or so for the burgers, and then two burgers, Diet Pepsi, and a water. $32.
Does the wait staff give you a handy whenever you're
You didn't have any fries or onion rings?
No, we didn't. No, we didn't make that mistake again because the fries and onion rings are not very good. But then I bought a gift card for the lady who fostered the puppy for a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
And because she loves hamburgers and she's always on the lookout for a good place. So I told her about 25 degrees, so now she has a reason to go there. So.
I think that's about a two-hour drive for her.
I don't think so. She could just do 101 all the way around. It's probably faster for her than it is for me.
Yeah, maybe.
For me, it's like 25 miles.
For her, it'll be 45.
25 miles.
You think it's that far?
Yeah, because it's like that from where my son lives down to the southwest.
Really?
Well, yeah.
45 miles?
And another 20 over to the...
it's all interstate.
To the northeast. Yeah, so it's like 45 miles.
She'll go on
for a fucking burger.
You go like 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. It'll take her 5 hours.
Yeah. choose your time.
No, she'll go on a Saturday or a Sunday. Take her son. It'll be fine. They'll have hamburgers. That's really not a place for kids, though.
Is there nudity?
Earlier it would be.
It's not nudity. It's just the food really isn't good for kids. But I think they do have like maybe a small kids man. They have a hot dog. He could probably eat.
Fuck, but the hamburgers so expensive. Are this big. I just let him smell it.
Hamburger, yeah, he could smell her burps. She'd be like a mother robin burping, and he would just right in her mouth.
Nice.
But you know what? It was as good this time as it was the first time.
Good.
So I figured out the two things. The big deal was the too much avocado drown out the flavor the second time, and the cheddar that they used, which I didn't get the second time, is a big, big part of it.
Oh, okay.
The cheddar is very good because it's got that sharp tang.
You have to let me know when you go up there sometime.
You want
to
go?
No.
You just want to know?
Yeah, I want to. No, I might. I might go.
You
want to
go?
Yeah.
It's good.
Just don't catch me between pays. You know, it's so fucking expensive.
Oh, come on. All your money, you're fine.
You bought that hitch and everything?
Yeah.
I knew we could bring it back in.
Were you going to talk about the hitch?
Well, we're going to do it. Don't worry about it. We're going to get to the hitch.
The hitch would be the most consecutive piece of this
programming ever. I've got nothing to say about that fucking hitch.
So here, I have a question for you both.
Yes,
I want to know your opinion on the whole Michael Vick thing.
Scott has a question. Michael Vick question.
He signed with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes, he did.
1 year with an extension if possible.
Hang on, let me stop you just for a second. Bob, do you know who Michael Vick is?
Well, of course, yeah.
You know football.
Yeah, enough.
I'm just kidding. I know you know who Michael Vick is. You watch that Dogtown show, don't you?
Yeah.
What's that, about skateboarding?
Yeah.
Dogtown and Z-Boys. Did you see that documentary?
I
did.
No, I have not seen it.
You saw the documentary or the movie? Because you know they made a movie out of it, too.
No, I did not see the movie.
I didn't see the movie.
I saw the documentary.
It was good. Oh, and I got to tell you guys about a documentary we watched last night. But go ahead, Michael Vick.
I just want to get your guys' opinion on that. I have my own.
Okay, what's yours?
I don't have a problem if he's working. I have a problem that he's working in the NFL.
How come?
Because if this was you or me or Bob,
Yes.
We have a felony record now. It's going to be hard for us to get a job at all.
My license would be gone. I wouldn't have a job.
Yeah, and getting another job would be
ridiculously hard. Yeah, but you're a licensed dog groomer. Of course they're going to pull your license.
Yeah. Yeah.
But my thing is then he just walks back into the NFL and makes millions of dollars again.
And some little black kid in Philadelphia is going to have a fucking Vic jersey on.
Well, they came out with T-shirts that said, "Hide your Beagles, Vic's an Eagle." I thought that was clever. So people are already on the bandwagon on that.
People kept saying, "Oh, we hope that Cleveland signs him," and then it'll be ironic about the dog pound and stuff like that.
They drag him right in.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
He was probably too expensive for Cleveland.
So, what do you think, Robert?
I think it blows, man. Because these guys have some kind of athletic talent that everything else is excused. Everything is excused. It's not right. Fuck him.
Well, he did spend 2 years in jail.
I don't give a shit. People are, and I don't think celebrities are allowed to be assholes. I don't think, fuck that.
But he did go to jail.
I don't give a shit. He went to jail.
He went for 2 years.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Went for 2 years, and I just don't think he should be, I think the NFL should say,
Was Ray Lewis not a convicted felon?
No, he wasn't.
He didn't get convicted?
No, he didn't.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
I thought he did.
No.
He obviously knew what happened involving a murder, though, because he was charged with. But you're okay with that?
Well, he was never convicted of anything.
So it's the conviction that you have a problem with.
He has a felony record.
Let's see who else has a felony record.
Okay, now let's spin this and let's talk about Dante Stallworth.
Yeah, apparently he's not even going to get charged or not even going
to
get convicted.
He paid a ton of money to the family.
Yeah.
And he got suspended for the entire year.
Right.
So he can't play football this year.
Right.
He's a Brown, by the way, just to help you out there.
Yeah, I don't give a
shit. What can Brown do for you?
Well, my question is
my packages.
Where do we hold our regard for life? Do we hold the animal's regard higher than the human life or
Well,
vice
that's
versa?
One of my points. I mean, nobody loves dogs more than I do.
Well, that's why I thought those were a great
question.
And I have
a huge problem with Michael Vick, but at the same time, I mean, the guy went to jail for a couple of years. We've all made mistakes. Most of us haven't made those kind of mistakes, and I don't even know those really were mistakes, because if he didn't get caught,
it was intense.
He'd still be doing it.
Absolutely.
He helped fund the whole event.
I know.
He helped kill Dodds.
I know.
Okay.
But I'm trying to keep emotion out of it.
I try to
be a rational
I understand
human
that. I guess I just look at it in a normal realm of society today that you probably couldn't work where you're working anymore. You would have to look for another job that would allow a felony record to be part of it.
Right.
Absolutely. You know, he's already saying, I'm probably not going to be working where I'm working. You're working on construction or digging ditches or doing something of that mannerism. Why is he not relegated to the same thing? Why does the NFL overlook somebody who's got a felony record and allows them to continue doing what they're doing?
It's not even that that you have to interject the emotion of what he did.
Why?
Well,
why do we need the emotion?
Is come on. What if to me it's equal to being a chomo?
Chimo?
Yeah. There you go.
Well, that'd be interesting. What would happen in that case?
You know, the NFL would hire him and keep him from he would have to stay away from the kids, though. He's not allowed to have dogs, right?
No. Let's first say that the NFL is by no means the standard bearer for holding people accountable for their actions. It's pretty much a joke. And by extension, professional sports in general. And by extension of that even, sports in general. I mean, most of these people, because they've been so good at what they do going back to the time that they were kids, have probably been able to get away with pretty much everything they've ever done. So I don't think we should be looking to the NFL for an example. I mean, I'm not surprised, and I do think the guy deserves a second chance. I think it's up to the league. Yeah, I think you can hold the league accountable, but see, I don't even care because I don't like the NFL.
There were two barriers, not only just the league, but then the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Someone sat and considered this character, and
well, now I actually understood the Eagles. That actually made sense to me because of Andy Reid. Him and Tony Dungy are really good friends.
Right.
I think Andy Reid's the only tenured coach that I think could possibly handle this kind of scrutiny coming into his facility. You know, and I think it was just put there to be able to have somebody watch out for him along with Tony Dungy. I mean,
and aren't Michael Vick and Donovan McNabb buddies?
Well, I don't know, because I'm hearing really odd things about that too, that Michael Vick actually in verbally committed to Syracuse and then backed out of it because he didn't want to come back in. He didn't want to play after Donovan left.
Okay.
So he didn't want to have to live in his shadow. So that's why he went to, where did he go?
A good college quarterback, Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech. So, you know, I don't know where their relationship is or what it isn't.
I read that they were good friends.
Well, they may be. I don't know. So,
I also read that Michael Vick is going to be endorsing a dog flavored chunky beef soup that will have Donovan. What the fuck is the guy's name? Donovan McNabb's mother on the commercial. Yes. Her and a dog.
Serving it up to
it's
the
It's a
team.
Big thing where they do these chunky beef soup commercials with the player and their mom.
And their moms.
Yeah, I've seen it.
So it's going to be Michael Vick, and it's going to be the Chow Chow. Chunky beef soup or chunky Chow Chow. I don't know. Nothing surprises me with professional sports at this point.
Yeah.
I think the guy's entitled to make a living. He's not entitled to be in the NFL. They can do whatever they want. But it's interesting you brought this up, though, because last Saturday in the New York Times, I read a piece about Jesse Jackson, who got on board with this whole thing and proceeded to compare Michael Vick's plight to Jackie Robinson's plight in Major League Baseball.
What?
What the fuck is the matter with him?
He is such a fucking moron. And I started thinking about it, and I'm thinking, because he was basically able to sign for a couple of weeks and nobody was interested, right? Michael Vick, that is?
Well, I heard there was a lot of interest, just that nobody was willing to pull the trigger.
Okay.
Nobody's willing to take on that scrutiny.
So what I was thinking is that his handler, agent, lawyer, whomever, all of them, one of them, probably saw that not much was going on. And they probably thought, well, let's get Jesse on board. And since he's such an attention whore, he said, I mean, he was actually quoted. I have it here. He was quoted as saying in this piece, I want to make this an issue. He wants to make it. He's admitting that he's totally morally bankrupt. He's totally lost sight of the reason. I'm assuming the reason that he created this Rainbow Coalition horseshit. And then he proceeds later in the piece to compare Michael Vick to Jackie Robinson. So he's a fucking idiot. And but is that a surprise? He's been an idiot for 30 years. And the guy runs a nonprofit organization, and he's as rich as God. How is that possible?
That's a good question.
Yeah. So anyways, he's a fucking moron. And he's a marble mouth, and he's just an idiot. Anyway, you look like you want to say something, Bob.
No.
No, you don't want to say anything. So anyways, I think that's probably what happened. One of Vic's handlers reached out to Jesse, said, let's make something happen. Let's get you in the paper accusing the league of racism.
Yeah, make it racial.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they
the
do.
What fuck?
Well, at the same time, the whole Ben Roethlisberger
thing. Yeah, that's
thing,
a good one.
He apparently raped an underage girl.
Apparently.
Well, he's been accused.
And the league or ESPN came out. They
ESPN.
Squashed the story, actually.
For 3 days, they held it in check. And then once everybody else was out there with it, then all of a sudden they came out with it.
Wasn't this event a year after?
Yes.
So there's no way to... It's her word.
Well, she's not even charging him with rape. She's coming out and saying that she wants medical attention for, I would assume, an abortion or something that she
may
have.
Well, couldn't Rick Pitino give her money for that? Did you hear about that?
Yeah,
no.
Coach of the University of Louisville's basketball team? He paid a woman, what, like 30 or 40 grand?
For her health care.
To get an abortion?
No,
he fucked her.
Not for her abortion. He paid for her health care.
Okay. He fucked her on the floor of a restaurant. She got pregnant, and then he gave her money to get an abortion.
For her health care.
30 sure or 40 right. grand, he could have had her killed.
Yeah, probably.
Jesus.
So, yeah, he had sex with her on the floor of a restaurant.
That was an expensive piece of ass, wasn't it?
Well,
she needed health care.
And he was probably, you know, half in the bag at the time. So.
Well, wait a minute. And to bring this full circle, couldn't she have just moved to Africa and then... Since Obama's now funding overseas abortions, just got on that train.
Or had she moved to Africa, Madonna could have adopted the kid.
Ooh, there you go. That's true. Yeah.
So that's what's going on with that. I think we need to lighten the...
You guys continue with the sports talk, and I'm going to go drain the
piss. All right. Let me see what we're doing on time here. Let's see. We can probably take a quick break.
URL or not a URL? Not a URL.
We use this internet for communication.
URL or not a URL?
Not a big truck. It's a series of tubes to expand the whole concept of communication.
URL or not a URL?
It's a series of tubes. Not a big truck. It's a series of tubes.
All right, so we're going to do URL or not a URL and listen to squeaking balls and, yeah.
Well, they're old. What do you want?
Dirty T-shirts. Did everything come out all right, by the way?
Yeah. Once, okay, you know, once I get the flow started past the old prostate.
Okay, you guys coming in for this? We're ready to do URL or not a URL for, okay. And, okay, we're just going to sit here then.
Wait.
You're coreless for today's coreless. Yeah, it's good. Cordless. Okay.
What has the dog got in its mouth?
That's nice. Fucking puppies, man. They get into everything.
You have it.
www.gaids.com.
Gaids.
G-A-I-D-S. As in, he's got a bad case of the Gaids. Harvey Firestein has a case of the Gaids.
I'm going to say no.
Scott says no.
Yeah, no.
Bob says no.
Did you say .com or .org?
.com. What are you going to say? You're going to say yes. Scott's wife, Corliss, says yes. Cordless.
Cordless.
Loth says cordless. Loth says yes. It is. It's General Agency Insurance Development Services. A health insurance broker. That's odd, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Gaids? Okay. Next one. www.suckthis.com.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's almost... Yeah, everybody's saying it's a site. It is a site, but it's for sale. You navigate there, there's a big sign that reads, this is for sale. I don't know. You'd probably have to send them an email. I'm sure it'd be pretty expensive. They had the foresight to purchase that. We got no extraneous conversation based on any of these?
No.
Nothing. Nothing.
But you don't know the price.
Do away with them?
Matter.
Okay. Can you sit still?
I'm trying. Calm down.
www.asktoass.com.
Yeah, that's a site.
What do you think? What kind of site would that be?
Kind of like in that movie with the...
Did you watch that, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
So what did you think?
And I actually agree with you.
Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah. I actually agree with you.
It's terrible.
That it wasn't, it wasn't a...
arousing is the word you're looking for.
Yeah. It was just very sad.
You seen Requiem for a Dream?
I haven't, but I've seen the scene that you guys were talking about.
Have you seen Requiem for a Dream? Have you? I don't think we did.
It's very sad.
Jared Leto, Jennifer Connelly, Ellen Burstyn. No. Have you played never mind. Have you played Requiem for a Dream? Anyways, yeah, it's very, very upsetting. So Ass to Ass is a portal. So it's all of your Ass to Ass portal needs. Does that make sense? Ass to Ass is a portal?
It's a portal.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It does.
I forgot my... www.multiplewives.com.
Multiple wives?
Yeah.
Is the cup okay?
It's fine. Do you want to answer the question?
Oh.
What's it? Oh, okay. Go ahead.
No, I'll say no to this one.
God says no.
Yes.
These aren't.
Yes. It's a site. It's a site.
It's a okay. Loath.
They sell
Corliss. Corliss says no.
They sell magic underwear.
They do. It's actually a portal, but there was nothing of interesting lengths of note. There's dogs everywhere. This is perfect. And then for the last one, we've got www.polygamy.com.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I would say yes.
Do you think it's a redirection of multiple wives?
Multiple wives would, yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, again, yeah.
It's you think site. It's a site?
Sure.
For everybody those. Thinks it's a site. Okay, Loath thinks it's a portal. It's actually a registered site, but there's nothing on it. You just go and you get a page can't be found, but it is, somebody does own it.
Mike Wallace.
Mike Wallace owns it?
Yeah.
Why, does he have multiple wives?
No.
Is he dead?
He's dead, isn't he? Is he alive?
Is he still dead?
No. Is he alive?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Do you know who Mike Wallace is?
Yeah, he was on 66.
Who's the little fellow on Channel 3?
I don't know what the hell. The little fella on Channel 3.
Yeah, that little. Who did that Polygamy Diaries thing?
Oh, I don't know.
Channel 3?
Yeah, whole expose on the.
Why Mike Wallace?
The fundamentalist.
I'm wondering why you brought him up.
I'd have just made it up. I don't know. Just fell out of my head.
Who's that guy from Colorado City? What's his name?
It was Jeff something, wasn't it?
Warren Jeffers.
Jeffs, that's it.
Warren Jeffs. Understand he's not eating.
Oh, he's on a hunger strike?
Yeah.
Who cares?
That's what I said.
But they have to worry about that stuff.
Why? Do they have to worry about it?
I think they do.
I'm like, yeah, you and I don't want to eat. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, that's an interesting point.
Put him in a box when he starts to stink.
That could have been the worst URL or not a URL.
I think
in
pretty sure it was.
Well, nobody helped.
There was no
distraction.
What did you want help with?
Well, we need to bring it up. The excitement.
Despite the protest, I think that we need to get back to some of the shit sites.
Who's my friend? Oh, you know what? I looked on a friend posted on Facebook that apparently somebody is going around to kiddie pools in Toronto and shitting in them. And they've dubbed this person the Brown Bandit. But I did a Google search this morning and I didn't find anything.
No?
From the paper or anything.
Well, they
so
don't
I'm
want
not sure.
They don't want a copycat thing going on.
Probably not.
Cause you know,
or a copy scat thing.
Yeah. Because, you know, any of the folks couldn't. You can pretty much drop a deuce anytime you.
Well, yeah, we've all seen Caddyshack. We actually there was a Caddyshack reference last Saturday.
Really?
Yeah, in the pool. Because did somebody say it was it you? You were having some stomach issues, Corliss. She came out with, "Oh, I got a Caddyshack," something like that.
Yeah, that sounds like her.
What was the context?
I don't remember. I thought it was one of the other hosts.
Yeah, we played badminton. Okay, so anyways, we're playing badminton in the pool and Caddyshack, and it was
somebody
very interesting.
Somebody shit in the pool?
No, but they may have shat in the pool. So, and we've covered the Michael Vick, so what's the matter? Yeah, see, she has two settings, this puppy, silence and rage.
Yeah.
She's either asleep or she's going nuts, this dog. Yeah. She's 5 months old. When we got her almost 3 weeks ago. She went to the vet, which was almost 4 weeks ago. She was 15 pounds. Took her to the vet for the first time yesterday, just under a shade under 22. So she's increased almost 50%.
What is she?
What is she? Dog. Dog.
Yeah. Really?
No, she said maybe a German Shepherd, maybe some Pit Bull, maybe some Keys Hound.
What else?
A touch of Hungarian Vishla, maybe a little Lapsa Opso. No, she said probably German Shepherd because of the mask, and maybe some Pit Bull maybe some Lab because pretty much every mutt in America has either Pit Bull and or Lab. So that's gonna do that. We'll do URL or not a URL or what's the other one? D5, and then we'll wrap up episode 37. How's that sound? Sound good? Sound perfect?
Oh, okay.
Sound polished?
Okay.
Sounds great.
Okay. So, because we did the URL a little late. So, we've got everybody in the room.
Everyone.
The ladies were babysitting the puppy, keeping it away from all the expensive recording equipment. Okay. We've got, we'll start with Scott, then we'll work our way over to the skirts. Start with the skirts, work our way back. It'd be like a wave. You guys are the skirts. Okay. Scott, Alabama or Alaska?
Alaska.
Bob.
Fuck.
Are you trying to figure out which one you would kill first?
Alabama.
All right. Okay. Loth, John Belushi or John Candy?
Belushi.
Belushi.
Scott, Led Zeppelin or Black Sabbath?
Oh, Zeppelin, I guess.
Absolutely.
You guys are nuts. You know Black Sabbath. Yes, you do. You guys are both crazy.
Crazy for what?
Loth, Blumpkett or Liberoni? Define them first. A Blumpkett is when somebody goes down on a woman and she takes a shit. And Liberoni is when a man is performing oral sex on himself and takes a shit. Now your head's going to explode. Okay, so what do you think?
I agree.
Liberoni. Oh, no you don't. Bob, Blumpkett or Liberoni?
Come on, Bob.
Blumpkett.
Blumpkett?
Blumpkett.
Okay, Scott says Blumpkett.
And how do you feel about that one?
How do I feel about that one? Yeah. I'm glad I don't have to answer these questions. Scott, post office or DMV?
Post office.
Bob.
Yeah, post office I'd rather play.
Wow. Actually, our last trip to the DMV was not that bad. We got in and out of there pretty quickly.
Well, you can do it all online now, so.
And we don't go to the but when we needed to get our licenses for the first time. Well, my license, we don't expire till what? So we're 99 years old or something like that? What's the deal with the licenses?
Which is good
30,
for your license,
65 or
65,
something.
65,
like
so you're 65.
Then they send you a notice like every 12 years.
After that? Yeah. So you have to take an eye test every 12 years or something?
You have to get your picture taken.
Oh, it's every 12 years, huh?
Something like that.
What was it when you moved here?
What was what?
How long was your license good for?
Same.
65?
Uh-huh.
So they've contacted you at least once to get a new picture?
Yes.
Yeah, because you've been here 17 years, right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a long time. You're almost a native now.
I am a native.
Look at my skin color,
for Christ's sake.
Oh,
it looks
pretty white.
There's two fluorescent light bulbs popping out of your shirt.
I'm no longer transparent, though.
Yeah, that's right.
I was actually transparent
when you first started. First moved here,
my skin had the tone of saran wrap.
How long do you have to be in the state to not be considered a transplant anymore?
Oh, I don't know.
What is the
don't you all? I mean,
I'm
isn't
proud
it just
of my
a
transplant status?
Isn't that just a way of thinking, though? Because you'll always identify with the Midwest.
I'll be glad I got out.
It will always bother you.
The Midwest?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How about you?
No, the Midwest doesn't bother me.
Well, you're Colorado.
No, I don't know.
You don't know much about the Midwest. It's all right. It's okay there in the summer. Lots of lakes.
Yeah, and mosquitoes. That's right. It's better to look at in a picture.
Well, there's ways you can get around the mosquitoes. They have those trucks, don't they?
Cover yourself with DEET.
They used to have those trucks in New Orleans, drive down the middle of the street just firing
They
mist
still have those at home.
In the Midwest?
And yeah, they don't do anything.
They
did
that here.
They did that? Well, oh, for the river blindness or whatever?
Whatever disease.
Nile fever or West Nile?
West Nile.
Okay, so that's about an hour, and we've got we're going to have to do episode 38 today as well. So we're going to close this up unless somebody has anything else, any objections.
No.
We're done?
Yes. Okay. Good night.
Good night. It's just after noon.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay, so for Scott Voorhees and the ladies and Bob, wow, that's just terrible.
Yeah.
Distraction. Okay, for Scott Voorhees, the ladies, and Bob, be nice to dogs. Goodbye.
Chimpanzee.